The other thing is schools. David Howes is Deputy Secretary of the Department of Education. And we've spoken to him a couple of times. Well, we've spoken to the Education Department a couple of times about the changes. A big year for the kids finishing primary school, and now they'll be able to have something of a farewell. David Howes, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
What's the change?
Well, there are lots of changes, and it's terrific to be able to enable. One of the changes is enabling the grade sixes as well as the year 12s to be able to get together to celebrate, you know, one of those important rites of passage for the grade sixes finishing primary school and moving to secondary school is a huge step, and it is great that they'll be able to do that now in person.
So will that be a normal type of graduation, or will there be restrictions on it?
No, the only restriction will be consistent with the restrictions that apply to any gatherings anywhere else. So it's up to 100, if the number of students and teachers is unlimited, if they're on school, and if they've got parents or people from outside, then the current restrictions that apply to everyone else apply, but that's up to 150 people. So they're going to be terrific events, and it is just great for them to be able to get together at what has been a very, very tough year.
Yeah, I agree. And parents will be allowed through the school gates, will they?
Parents now can come onto school as they used to do. So that's been available this week and will continue to be the case. And as long as there are not more, if the events, the graduation events, can take up to 150 people if they're indoors, and up to 300 if they want to be outside on a beautiful day like today. So it'll be great for parents to be able to get together. And I would say, Neil, just in relation to your earlier call about celebrations, you know, just a massive acknowledgement for the work that teachers and principals and support staff and parents and carers have done to get our young people through this year. I do want to acknowledge and thank them for their extraordinary work. You know, remote learning was a challenge for everybody, for parents and carers, as well as teachers and principals and support staff, but also schools stayed open for our most vulnerable and for the children of people who couldn't work from home. So just a huge acknowledgement for their contribution.
David, thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for saying that. Wish it went a bit further up the tree, but David Howes, Deputy Secretary, Department of Education, the government's unavailable to speak to us. Doesn't matter, to hell with them. David Howes makes the point brilliantly. Mornington Peninsula Shire Council makes the point brilliantly, and you make the point brilliantly. Give yourselves a lap of honour, a clap. It's been hell for many people, and you know, people have lost loved ones, people have been sick, people have lost businesses, and here there's hope. There's optimism. We're not through it. There are tough times ahead still, but we are going the right way.